4. Gentile Philosophy. The Gentiles were, from a moral standpoint, somewhat inferior to the Jews, but there was present in the hearts of the nobler Gentiles abundant soil of natural goodness and potential human affection in which it was possible for the seed of Christianity to sprout and bring forth an abundant harvest of moral character and spiritual achievement. The Gentile world was then dominated by 4 great philosophies, all more or less derived from the earlier Platonism of the Greeks. These schools of philosophy were 1. The Epicurean. This school of thought was dedicated to the pursuit of happiness. The better Epicureans were not given to sensual excesses. At least this doctrine helped to deliver the Romans from a more deadly form of fatalism. It taught that men could do something to improve their terrestrial status. It did effectually combat ignorant superstition. 2. The Stoic. Stoicism was the superior philosophy of the better classes. The Stoics believed that a controlling reason fate dominated all nature. They taught that the soul of man was divine, that it was imprisoned in the evil body of physical nature. Man's soul achieved liberty by living in harmony with nature, with God. Thus, virtue came to be its own reward. Stoicism ascended to its sublime morality, ideals never since transcended by any purely human system of philosophy. While the Stoics professed to be the offspring of God, they failed to know Him, and therefore failed to find Him. Stoicism remained a philosophy. It never became a religion. Its followers sought to attune their minds to the harmony of the universal mind, but they failed to envisage themselves as the children of a loving Father. Paul leaned heavily toward Stoicism when he wrote, "I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." 3. The Cynic. Although the Cynics traced their philosophy to Diogenes of Athens, they derived much of their doctrine from the remnants of the teachings of Machaventa Melchizedek. Cynicism had formerly been more of a religion than a philosophy. At least the Cynics made their religio-philosophy democratic. In the fields and in the marketplaces, they continually preached their doctrine that man could save himself if he would. They preached simplicity and virtue and urged men to meet death fearlessly. These wandering Cynic preachers did much to prepare the spiritually hungry populace for the later Christian missionaries. Their plan of popular preaching was much after the pattern and in accordance with the style of Paul's epistles. 4. The Skeptic. Skepticism asserted that knowledge was fallacious, and that conviction and assurance were impossible. It was a purely negative attitude, and never became widespread. These philosophies were semi-religious. They were often invigorating, ethical, and ennobling, but were usually above the common people. With the possible exception of cynicism, they were philosophies for the strong and the wise, not religions of salvation for even the poor and the weak.